we go. This is our tech guy.
He's... Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, Richard Pasco, the Adelaide tech guy, and his telephone number, we'll get it right today, is 0419 829 145. That's 0419, then 829 145. And lo and behold, you call that number, and who answers the phone? The man himself, Richard Pasco, the tech guy. Hello, Cobber, welcome back. How are we?
Yeah, good, thanks, Pilko. 25 days to go, Pilko, till we go over to Melbourne and clean up North Melbourne. So, yes.
This is Port Adelaide he's talking about, folks. They go across to Marvel Stadium and play David Moe, Noble's Mob, North Melbourne. That'll be interesting. Richard, amazing stuff going on. People are getting blackmailed with emails saying that they've recorded you having sex or doing something or other via Zoom. Nobody could fall for that, could they?
I hate to tell you this, Pilko, they do fall for it. So whatever, you get an email on there that basically comes in and says, you know, you left your Zoom running, you browsed adult content, we filmed you while you're watching adult content. Josh was telling me that he does this all the time.
Richard. Yeah,
And they want you to pay a $2,000 ransom for it.
This
appears regularly for me throughout the year. We get them, and I get people ring me saying, I think I'd better pay the ransom. And I've got to talk them off the cliff and go, no, nobody's filmed you no matter what you're doing. You can happily go back and browse and do whatever you want, but don't pay this ransom. And if you get this email and you're running Outlook for a start, if you turned on junk email, it would have ended up in the junk email filter.
Really? But people are falling for it and paying the $2,000 because, oh, God almighty.
They do. They get worried, Pilko, that it's going to send off to all their family and friends. Some the other day going along, if that video was actually out there, you could go along and get your family and friends to pay you $2,000 each, or you'd send it to them.
Just on that, Pilko, can I hit you up for a loan, please?
Oh, God. McGill, hopefully with a bit of sanity. Philip's given us a ring with a question for the tech guy, Richard Pasco. Hello, Philip. Yeah,
don't know about sanity, but...
come on,
Richard,
Philip.
I unsubscribed from two airlines, Virgin and Jetstar, for all their messages that came through. Yep. I recently booked a flight with Virgin, and I didn't receive the email. The only way I could access it was going in through my frequent flyer.
Right.
I'm going to have the same thing shortly with Jetstar. How do I unblock... receiving emails.
Right. So, what did you block them, Philip, or did you unsubscribe?
I thought I unsubscribed, but maybe they're blocked because of what's happening.
So, what email program are you running? Outlook.
Outlook. Yeah, Hotmail through Outlook.
Hotmail through Outlook. So there should be you should be able to go back and resubscribe. So if you go to the Jetstar website. There is a subscription part on there, so you can go along and say you can start sending me emails again. And every airline's like that.
I've done that with Virgin, and I'm getting their offers of specials, etc.
Yep.
But I still didn't get the email of the booking I made. I had to go in through Velocity and do it that way.
You can I think you're going to have to go into Outlook and basically try and unblock them in Outlook. It should be in the settings in there. There is in Outlook, if you go into Mail, Accounts, Block or Allow, you should be able to go along, and there is a blocked senders part in there. And then you should be able to go to Virgin and the other airline and go unblock.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Philip.
Righto. From Philip to Joe, somewhere in Adelaide, has given us a call on that number of ours, the 8223-0000 number. You've got a question for Richard Pasco, and there's always questions for the tech guy. Don't leave it until the 2:15. Phone right now like Joe has done. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Richard, I keep getting a blue screen every now and then, especially after startup.
Right.
And it comes up with a... stop code WHEA, uncorrectable error, and then there's one that comes up as machine check exemption. It's like a stop code. It's a blue screen.
Yep. So tell me a bit about how old's your computer, Joe?
Oh, it's probably about 8 years old.
So it could be. It's one you might have. What antivirus you got on there, Joe?
McAfee.
That'd be the first thing I'd take off.
Okay.
All right, for it. So, you know, go to the McAfee website, download the McAfee removal tool, run that, and then you'll have to restart the computer and Windows Defender will take over and see if it still occurs. Check for Windows updates then, Joe, as well. Make sure you go in there because sometimes the antivirus can stop updates on there as well. So have a look at that. If you still get it after that, Joe, it's going to pay you to go along and probably get your hard drive checked as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Joe.
Richard, 12 past two. Just got a thing from Netflix. The headline is account suspended. Then it says hi. It doesn't even say hi, Pilko. Hi, Dopey. It just says hi. We are unable to validate your billing information for the next bill cycle of your subscription. Therefore, we'll suspend your membership if we do not receive a response from you within 48 hours. Obviously, we'd love to have you back. Simply click Restart Membership to update your details and continue to all enjoy the best shows that are available on Netflix. Got to be a scam because I don't
Got to be Netflix. A scam, Pilko. So once people go in there and go along and do that, they put their credit card details in, it will look like the Netflix sign-up page as well. You give them your email address, you give them your credit card details, all of that. Don't do that. If you can watch Netflix on your TV, if you can log into your Netflix account on your computer, you're fine. There is nothing wrong. Ignore those emails.
Well, it even just says hi. It doesn't even say, hi, Mr. Pillington. Hi, Pilko. Or no. Whatever. Just a hi.
Yeah, just a
and
hi.
And then it says verify. So you press the verify now, and then you then follow the links, and they get all of the information.
They'll probably go to a fake Netflix site where on the sign-up page. You put all your details in there, and all your details will be gone.
Oh, gimmies. Let's see. Saunsbury East from up there, Jason, has given our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, a ring. We've got him on the phone now. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, guys. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jason.
Richard, I've been coming away from Internet Explorer because obviously they're going to stop.
Thank it, so. God for that, Jason. All right? It's terrible. It's old enough to vote. Nobody needs to use it. Microsoft even hate it now, Jason. Go on. No. Sorry, mate.
What I'm doing is because I've got a lot of old... Like, what I've tried to do is I've tried importing my browser history into Edge because Chrome won't do it.
Yep.
But there's a limit to how far Edge will take back your browser history.
That's right.
So what I've been doing is I've been adding me call to my favourites in Internet Explorer or that thing to try and bring it over that way.
Yep.
Because once you add them to favourites, they open up in Edge anyway.
That's right. Right?
But what I'm doing is I'm finding Internet Explorer is having, like, not error message, but it'll add some and other ones aren't appearing in my favourites. So I turn off all, like, add-ons to see if that would help, but it's still kind of random as to how it's happening. Any ideas?
So when you export out of...
No. When I add a favourite into Internet Explorer, I'm adding Internet Explorer's history profile to their favourites.
Yep.
And sometimes they're adding and others aren't showing up in the favourites.
Welcome to the land of Internet Explorer, Jason.
Yeah, I know. Dodgy, you know.
It is really dodgy. It really is on there. So you're just going to have to persevere. So, you know, you might restart it. You also might just reset Internet Explorer in the... Control panel, internet options as well.
You lose your favourites that way.
No, you don't lose your favourites.
You lose history or something.
You'll lose your history, but I don't think you've got a choice.
That's what I'm going to some of the old history and just adding those ones to favourites to bring them over.
Do those websites actually open still, Jason?
Yeah. Well, actually, some are doing. Some actually saw opening up in Edge once you go through Internet Explorer. And once you save them to Internet Explorer's favourites, they open up in Edge anyway.
Because that's the problem. Because Microsoft know that some of those sites they will not let you open up an Internet Explorer at all anymore.
Yeah, they redirect you to the Edge.
Yeah, go straight to Edge.
It's just adding them. It's kind of a bit tears going through, you know, one by one and adding the damn things, and it's not working right. You do it again, and like there now is okay.
Yeah, I know you want to bring them all over, but you might have to do the scorched earth policy and never see them again.
Why
Jason?
Are they limiting how much browser you can bring in?
Don't know. It's probably punishing you because you probably should have done it a long time ago, Jason. I hate to tell you that.
Jason, that's right.
Jason, thank I you, know you'll never ring again, but thank
no, you,
you
will. Jason always rings. We even dumped him once, so that's why we can talk really. To him. Say yes.
We'll go to Brian at Gillies Plains. Will be the next caller for Richard Pascoe. You got a question about technology? There's always questions. 8223 0000. That number of ours. 17
Hi there.
Minutes past.
I'm Matt, a Specsavers optometrist. Did you know that every Specsavers is locally owned and operated by an optometrist just like me? We believe eye tests should reveal more, not cost more, which is why we include an OCT advanced 3D eye scan with every eye test at no extra charge. Does your optometrist? Experience the Specsavers difference and book your eye test today. We're here to look after your eye health and keep you safe in store. Visit specsavers.com.au.
It's school pickup time, and as you drive your children home and hear about their day, take a moment to think about the one in six Australian children living in poverty. With the bare essentials hard to come by, these children don't have what they need for school. How did it feel for them today? To lack the confidence to participate in class? To be falling so far behind they may never catch up? Please sponsor an Australian child and help give them the extra learning support they need. Search the Smith Family.
Yeah, great organisation. If you're thinking about some real estate, maybe you've got a question. There's always questions about buying a property, renting a property, perhaps even you're looking for good property management. Give the ladies from Toop and Toop. They're in the Interactive Lounge. They're there until about 2:30. Susanna Toop and Jane Looker from Toop and Toop. Any questions you've got, they will be able to supply the answer. All given expertly, confidentially, and you'll be just a lot clearer. So if it's selling a property, buying a property, renting a property, even looking for good property management, give the ladies a ring right now. More than happy, more than willing, more than able to help. Jane and Susanna are in that Interactive Lounge and will be there for the next 10 minutes or so. And that number is 8366 0826, and they're there right now.
Can't hear all that now, can you? That's because this home has a Geolong double glazed window and door system featuring high performance sound insulation and heat resistance. That's not all Geolong can do for you. They can also help design your home with the light luxury and elegance you desire. And Geolong is on this journey with you for life, with lifetime service. Visit geolong.com.au.
Do you think a concert pianist needs a builder's license?
No.
Does a chartered accountant need one?
Highly unlikely, Will.
Yes, but what about a house inspector?
Well, surely they need one.
No. Unfortunately, there are no regulations in the industry that say you must be a builder to become a house inspector. Mike Pearl from House Inspect Australia is a third generation licensed builder, and his team is the most qualified team in Australia for house inspections.
It's the biggest purchase decision of your life, so don't risk it. Go to houseinspectaustralia.com.au.
Don't suffer in the heat. Relax and stay cool. Give Ken a call. Get your evaporative air conditioner ready. Have it serviced now to run efficiently. Save on power and water bills this summer. And relax, we're here to help. Ken Hall Plumbers, 8364 5855.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And we're talking to the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, available on the mobile. He actually answers the phone, 0419. Then the number after that is 281-145. No, that's wrong, 829-145. So he's got it wrong himself. 0419 829 145. The AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. Richard Pascoe. Richard calls all over the place and patiently waiting at Gillies Plains. Brian is the next caller. Hello, Brian.
Good afternoon, Richard and Pilco. Actually, I'm up at Berry at the moment, but that doesn't matter.
No, it's lovely lovely up at Berry.
It's lovely up in the Riverland.
Yep.
I've recently bought back in November a Samsung A71 5G because my HTC that I used to love had its usual flashlight and camera issues, so yep, it died. Did the smart switch to swap everything over.
Yeah.
Got the Messenger on there, the Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
It wouldn't open up. I could log on, and then automatically come up to a logging off screen.
Right.
So I went back to where I got it from, Kurt, and he said he has had issues with Samsung products and Messenger as well because of something about Facebook not supporting Messenger or supporting more of Instagram.
Right.
He installed Messenger Lite, and that works, but it's just not as good as what Messenger
not.
Is. And I've tried recently after some updates and everything else, and it will install. But once again, I'll try and log on. It just goes logging on and then straight away logging off.
But it installs all right, but you just
can't log on.
You just can't log on to it at all.
No, it goes into like logging on, and then it comes up with another box that has the circle working and logging off. That's all it does. It won't go any further than that, just from one to the other.
I mean, that's quite unusual because, you know, despite the person telling you that Facebook have a problem, and my God, they've had their problems in the last couple of weeks, haven't they? Messenger.
This is right back from November.
Yeah, Messenger.
Kurt, who I got the phone from, mm-hmm. he said when he got a Samsung tablet, he had a similar issue, but he couldn't even install Messenger on his tablet. He had to go straight to Messenger Lite.
No, I see. I've got an S20 as well, and Messenger works just fine on there.
Yeah,
and,
you know, but lots of A71.
On the A71. So I know you brought everything over. What I would consider doing, Brian, is wiping the phone and starting again. Come on, Brian.
I better come see you. I'm a techno nude.
Yeah, but that would be because sometimes when people bring things over the way that's been done, it can bring problems over as well.
Yeah, so, I have no issue on the HTC.
Yep.
No problems with it on the HTC. It's just, and I've have uninstalled it, turned it off for 5 minutes, reinstalled it, tried again. I've uninstalled the light, turned it off, reinstalled Messenger, and still the same thing.
And your Facebook Messenger works on a computer, no problems at all?
Not a problem with that.
Yeah, I'd hate to do that, Brian. I'd be the scorched earth policy here. You had a problem with the 5AA app as well?
Yes, I have. What I do is, not the actual app itself, but if I receive or make a phone call, after I finish the phone call, after about a minute or two, it turns off. So I go back to the app, and the little dot down the bottom is still square.
Yeah.
So I have to press that to turn it off, and then press a little triangle to turn it on again, and it comes back.
I'd be reinstalling that phone, Brian.
Yeah.
I really would.
I'm going to go see Kurt again.
You tell him to do a better job next time, all right? Thanks, Brian.
Martin, you've got a Windows 10 question for Richard Pascoe. You're on the line right now. Hello, Marty.
Hi, thanks very much for taking my call. Yes, I've got a 64-bit Windows 10 i7 machine. It's got 16 gigabytes of memory, a solid-state disk drive, and several monitors. The problem I have is when I attempt to drag a window, it only moves a centimetre or two and then stops.
Right.
Or it will instantly snap to the full size of the monitor, even though I've got snap turned off in the settings. If I go through the sequence to say I want to move the windows using the keyboard, once I've done that, I can grab the window with the mouse and whiz it all over the monitors without an issue.
How many monitors have you got?
Five.
Have you updated, and what sort of video card have you got in there? Five monitors, Martin. Well done. What sort of video card have you got in it?
The video card is a...
NVIDIA?
A Radeon RX 570.
Are the drivers up to date?
Up to the very latest. I've got the utility that checks all the drivers and ensures it's the latest.
Yeah, hold on, Mark. When you say you've got a utility that checks it, is that from you've got a general utility that runs along, checks all your drivers, have you?
Yeah, it's a board one. I can tell you what it's called. Just got to open up the screen here. Hang on, got to log in.
I'd prefer you to go over to the website and grab the drivers off of that one, not from some utility, Martin. The problem sometimes that people get is that some of those, even though you paid money for it, it might not be giving you the drivers that you need to get it, because that sounds like a driver issue to me.
Yeah, it's called Driver Booster. I've also been to the website to check the driver. I'm fairly comfortable that is up to date.
Yeah, I've got to say, Martin, I'm not a big fan of Driver Booster.
Okay. All right.
Marty, what you've got to do is you've got to give Richard Pascoe a ring, I reckon, and get him to come out and have a look-see.
Yeah.
You've got some issues there. Let's go to Peter at Angle Vale. He's got an old laptop with a question for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Peter.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Richard, I've got two old laptops and a netbook I want to donate or give away.
Yep.
If I just restore factory settings, does that render them safe? Because I used to do all my banking and stuff on them.
In most cases, would I probably run it a couple of times on there as well. What operating system are they running?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. They're that old. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Probably the one before Windows 10.
Yeah, so Windows 8 or Windows 7?
Yeah.
Windows 8. A lot of people aren't going to want it, Peter.
No.
I know you want to donate them and everything, but, you know, you might just put them, you know, if you can get somebody to take them, great, but just make sure you recycle them. But, I would do that wipe beforehand.
Okay.
All right.
Well, even if I recycle them, that renders them safe.
That's exactly right. Yeah, but wipe them beforehand. If you did banking on them, wipe them beforehand.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks very much, Richard.
Thanks, Peter.
Let's go to Jeffrey now, 28 minutes past two. A couple of more callers before Richard has to go. And Jeff, you're at Greenwith with a question for Richard. Hello, Jeff.
My wife uses a mobile phone app, track food and all that. When she logs onto the Wi-Fi, the forces the app to update to get all the recipes and whatnot.
Yep.
It won't receive any data, but when she turns the Wi-Fi off and it's on a mobile network, it downloads it straight away. Is there something she's done to the phone? Because it was working originally, but now it's not. Have you heard of something like that before?
So it'll do it on one, but not on the other.
Yeah.
What phone has she got?
It's a Samsung.
Check on the settings on the app that it's going to allow you to make it updated on both.
I have checked the app. There's no settings in there to force it to connect to one or the other, and there is no way to check if it's actually... getting mobile data on the Wi-Fi as far as that goes. I don't know how to do anything else.
So if you turn the Wi-Fi off altogether, what happens?
Yeah, then straight away the app updates and gets all the stuff and, you know, all that. But as soon as it's connected to the Wi-Fi, it just have a spinning disc like it's trying to get data.
Yeah, it
so
doesn't.
Something's changed.
It sounds like the Wi-Fi for, you know, how quick's your connection on Wi-Fi?
Oh, it's perfect. I've got a, you know, very good setup as far as that goes, but it's just the app. It's this one app, only one.
Yeah, Jeff, can you wait?
So I thought it would be a, you know, well-supported app.
Yeah, can you send me an email, Jeff, and just tell me what the app is, and I'll have a look for you. Yeah.
All right, mate. No worries. Thank you.
Thanks.
Eddie at, let's see, Eddie, where are you? At Hallett Cove. You'll be our last caller for this Monday and Wednesday afternoon for Richard. Hello, Eddie.
How are you going, Booker? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, Eddie. What's going on?
Richard, I just wanted to know that AGL, what do you think of the new rollout that they've got with NBN Broadband?
There's others around.
Yes, I know. That's what I wanted to know. Which one do you think is the best one?
AGL are rolling out. I think they should concentrate on electricity first. That'd be the number one priority in my eyes as far as that's concerned. Eddie, you know, all the big players around, your Telstra, your Aussie Broadband, stick with somebody who's been around for a while.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm, you know, so which one do you reckon is the best out of the lot?
Eddie, people know I'm with Telstra for where I am up in the Adelaide Hills, but I've got lots of clients who are on Aussie Broadband, iiNet, InterNode. They're all pretty good now, Eddie. They really are. They're all doing a good job. All the players have been around for a long time.
Okay. So I just need to shop around and see which one would suit me.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, no worries.
No worries. Thanks, Eddie.
Richard, before you go, if you're thinking about buying an iPad, you were suggesting it mightn't be a bad idea to wait. Why?
The Apple are going to have announcements, all being well, in March, so there'll be new iPad Pros and the very, very popular iPad Mini. That's the hot rumor at the moment. So if you want the latest and greatest, wait. Wait for the announcement. Wait for the new ones to come out, because they always do something to the lineup every time some new ones come out.
Richard, you're on the end of the mobile phone, and that number is
0419 829 145. I'll get to it at adelaidetechguy.com.au.